moved by great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Kapila was very satisfied by the request of his glorious mother, because she was thinking not only in terms of her personal salvation, but in terms of all the fallen conditioned souls. The Lord is always compassionate towards the fallen souls of this material world, and therefore he comes himself or sends his confidential servants to deliver them. Since he is perpetually compassionate towards them, if some of his devotees also become compassionate towards them, he is very pleased with the devotees. In Bhagavad Gita it is clearly stated that persons who are trying to elevate the condition of the fallen souls by preaching the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, namely full surrender unto the personality of Godhead, are very dear to him. Thus, when the Lord saw that his beloved mother was very compassionate towards the fallen souls, he was pleased, and he also became compassionate towards her. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Matur Vacha Shlakshnam Pratinanja Mahamuni Abhapashe Kuru Shreshta Pridastam Karunardita. Sri Maitreya said, O best amongst the Kurus, the great sage Kapila, moved by great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. Sri Chitanamarobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadarmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Padidhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhanityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very nice verse and purport. Krishna is very merciful, and in his form as Lord Chaitanya, he is even more merciful. He's known as Patita Pavana, Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen. And Narottam Das Thakura sings, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata Mosamo Patita Prabhu Na Paibe Ar. That you, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you are known as Patita Pavana. That is the reason why you've descended. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. The fact that you are the deliverer of the fallen, that is the cause, Hetu, for Tava Avatar, for your avatar, for your descending. And Mosamo Patita. And me, I'm the most fallen. Na paibe a. I'm the most fallen, and therefore, seeing you're the deliverer of the most fallen, and the fallen in general, and I'm the most fallen of the fallen, then, please, you must be merciful to me first. So this is the prayer of Narottam Das Thakura, and this is the attitude, ideal attitude for the devotee, not just in a sentimental sense that occasionally we may utter some few sweet words in this regard about being fallen, but other times we may not really manifest in it, that in our activities. Trinadapi Sunichena, the devotee should feel himself or herself to be very humble and lowly and not qualified. And in this way, one can sincerely pray for mercy. If one is feeling that, actually, I am at least reasonably qualified, perhaps not the most qualified, but I'm not too bad, then what is the impetus to pray for mercy? One will not feel any need for that I'm all right as I am. Let me stay as I am. But if one has a little mercy from Lord Chaitanya, then first thing is, perhaps one of the first things, one will get some perception of one's fallen condition, and when one is feeling like that, then one can pray very sincerely for mercy. One can chant very sincerely, as Srila Prabhupada said, just like the child crying out to the mother. If one practices Krishna consciousness with these types of attitudes, then this is ideal. Ideal platform for rendering sadhana bhakti. That me, I'm very fallen, and I really need some mercy, so let me take shelter and always endeavor and strive somehow or other to please, in some small way, please Lord Chaitanya, to please my spiritual master, and in this way I will make their mercy my food. I'll live on their mercy, actually. So this is the platform of the ideal platform, actually, for executing Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya is very, very merciful to such sincere devotees who are trying like this. And Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, but we understand that Lord Nityananda is even more merciful. Lord Chaitanya's Patita Pavana. But still, he was prepared to kill Jagai and Madhai until Lord Nityananda interceded on their behalf and appealed on their behalf. And Lord Chaitanya appreciated that Lord Nityananda, how kind he is. So in recognition of Lord Nityananda's mercy, which he'd already given and he was so willing to give, even to these most extremely degraded persons, then Lord Chaitanya, he became merciful to them, even though he was going to kill them on the spot. Soon as he saw Lord Nityananda's attitude of mercy, and he appreciated what a wonderful attitude this is, then he also, completely on the spot, changed his mind and accepted Jagai and Madhai immediately and delivered them from all their sins and presented them before the devotees and insisted that the devotees accept them, and the devotees did that. And such an amazing thing, such an extremely amazing thing. So Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, but when we understand that even that demon that Lord Chaitanya would kill, Lord Nityananda will not kill, but he will be merciful to him and deliver that person, and not just deliver them, but actually give them pure love of God. So that is really most very, very extraordinary. And Srila Prabhupada is following in that mood of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. He and Lord Balaram, of course, they are one person, ultimately. But they are both in that mood of being, in that position of being, the original spiritual masters, and all spiritual masters following them, like Srila Prabhupada, they're following very much in that mood, coming in that line, adopting that consciousness of delivering the most fallen. And even those who are too fallen somehow try and find some way, somehow or other, to infiltrate and get them some Krishna consciousness, whether they like it or not, even if they don't like it, but in such a way that it may be done without offending them. In this way they benefit. Also here in this verse, and purport, it's being explained very clearly that Lord Kapila, he was listening to his mother appeal to him for some mercy and some guidance and some help, because she was feeling herself very inadequate and unqualified and in need of help. as we mentioned, if one is thinking that one is all right, then one will not feel one needs help. And when Krishna sees that, then he feels that, let me not bother you then by helping. You can help yourself. But in this case, Mother Devahuti is exemplifying this first-class consciousness. Very humble. Very, very humble. I need so much help. I need all the help, actually. And I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. So you please, be merciful. And there's so many others. And let us also try and help them. So when Lord Kapila saw, on one hand, the humility of his mother, on the other hand, the humble compassion of his mother, he was very pleased. He was very pleased. And he became inspired. Yes, certainly, I'll help in any way I can. And of course he can help in every way. So this is wonderful situation, perfect situation. And we can also try and follow in the footsteps of Mother Devahuti in terms of her sincerity, humility, and compassion. Like this. We can do like that. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to Bhagavad Gita, the 18th chapter, verses 68 and 69. We discussed these verses about two or three weeks ago in the Sunday program. These very important verses, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, and particularly in chapter 18, verses 65 and 66, Krishna very strongly and clearly establishes the fundamental, essential principle of dharma, of religion, or of life, actually. The most essential principle of living. That is that one should surrender to Krishna and become his devotee and always be absorbed in Krishna consciousness and glorify him. This is the basic principle. And Lord Krishna is making it abundantly clear in Bhagavad Gita, and particularly there at the end, that we should surrender to him and become his devotees, by becoming his devotees, and like this. So then immediately after that, having established that essential, most essential point very clearly, then Lord Krishna speaks these other two verses, 68 and 69, in which he is explaining also very clearly that once you've grasped this idea that I should surrender and be a devotee and dedicate my life, body, mind, words, any assets I may have, anything that I can get my hands on practically, but particularly me, dedicate everything in the service of Krishna, and that will be sufficient for me, for my life. So when the devotee has grasped this essential point, then in these other two verses, 68 and 69, Lord Krishna makes it very clear that if you want to surrender to him and serve him, what is the best service of all the particular different types of services that one can perform? They're all very nice, but out of them, one of them is even nicer. It's the nicest, very special. Very special service. Just like we have in regard to Krishna and his different forms and incarnations and avatars and expansions and manifestations and so on. There's the idea that they're all perfect. Krishna may be more. He may be more than some of them, or than most of them, or practically all of them. He may be more. He has all 64 qualities in full. They may have only 60. So he has more. But still we count them all as being perfect. However, Srila Prabhupada explains, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, that they're all perfect. the fact that Krishna has more and the others have less generally doesn't mean they're less than perfect. They're all perfect. But Krishna has more. So that means that there is perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. Different degrees of perfection. Not perfect, almost perfect, and less than almost perfect. Not like that. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna in Dwaraka is perfect. Krishna in Mathura is more perfect. And Krishna in Vrindavan is most perfect. So also amongst devotional services, different types of service we can perform. Any service is perfect. Any bona fide authorized service is perfect, not less. But some services are better, more perfect. And finally you come to one service which is the very best and it's most perfect. And Lord Krishna is explaining that there in those verses 68 and 69. In the 18th chapter, he tells Arjuna that for one who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, and here we see Srila Prabhupada is applying that, the idea of the devotees, to the devotees. He is expanding that to include the fallen conditioned souls, because they're simply fallen devotees. But anyone who tries to preach this message of Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, for such a person, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. He's emphatic. He will come. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. So Lord Krishna could hardly make it more clear. It is completely clear that if we try to adopt this mood of compassion and delivering the conditioned souls and helping them to become Krishna conscious, Krishna will be most pleased. He's always pleased by the efforts of the devotees. But he can be more pleased, and in this way he'll be most pleased. So any intelligent devotee then, who really wants to make the most of Krishna consciousness, will understand this point very clearly, and be fixed in this understanding, and always trying to put it into practice, by always helping to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, not wasting any time to do any arbitrary types of things, whimsical things, and always as much as possible actually be preaching, actually be spreading Krishna consciousness, either by distributing books, speaking to people, distributing prasadam, chanting the holy names, glorifying Krishna. All these activities which do glorify Krishna. So one does like that, then Krishna notices. Krishna notices very quickly such a devotee. And Krishna recognizes that devotee very quickly. And Krishna accepts that devotee. Of course, in one sense, we've all been accepted. At least Krishna is allowing us to stay in the association of devotees, which he doesn't allow some people. Sometimes he kicks some people out of the association of devotees. But he's allowing us to stay in the association of devotees. So he's recognizing us, at least to that point. But Krishna, when he sees that when the devotee is fully dedicated, 100%, and always engaged, particularly in spreading Krishna consciousness, then Krishna accepts the devotee on a higher level. One actually becomes earmarked, so to speak, for Krishna's eternal entourage. Effectively, one will already be within Krishna's eternal entourage. So this is the secret. It's an open secret, at least for those who are in Krishna consciousness. It's an open secret that If we want to surrender to Krishna and be his devotees, and that is our business, then we should do it in this way, by preaching Krishna consciousness, helping spread Krishna consciousness like this. It's very, very nice. As Srila Prabhupada said in that one lecture on the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita we mentioned the other day, that Krishna consciousness means, how will Krishna love me? What can I do so Krishna will see me and feel that, yes, I want this person? Only when Krishna is very pleased, and we have pleased him a lot, and we are only pleasing him, then Krishna will look and say, yes, I want this devotee. That is his right. He is the one who is allowed to gratify his senses. We are only in a limited sense. We cannot just whimsically engage in sense gratification, but Krishna can do what he likes. So if we have pleased and satisfied Krishna's senses sufficiently, and we're always doing that, Krishna will want us, because we're always pleasing to him. So this we have to learn, this we have to cultivate. And this is what the process of sadhana bhakti is about. We're practicing that. As we mentioned yesterday, we may not be feeling compassion so much, or perhaps not at all. We may simply be feeling tired. Or at least more than anything. And wondering when will the next bottle of Energade be coming? Or the next sweet or something. I was telling Bhakti Mukhali yesterday that in England there was this practice among some of the devotees that if around, you know, like 4 in the afternoon, when you've still got another hour or two, or maybe more, depends on the circumstances, but there's still some time to go, but if you're running out of steam, they would sometimes buy some special, like, energy food, you could say. Some double cream with about that much honey, and then they would get a boost. Anyway, so we may just be feeling tired, or we may even be feeling, I want to win, or I want to come in such and such a place. Of course, the ideal consciousness is to be thinking that I want to please Lord Chaitanya, please my spiritual master, help the conditioned souls by giving them Krishna consciousness as the servant in that sort of consciousness. Anyway, we may be feeling in whatever way, but if we practice being compassionate, at least going through the motions, giving people Krishna consciousness, that's the greatest compassion, then the heart will become purified, Krishna will be pleased, a mood of real compassion will gradually manifest. And this is how we become Krishna conscious. This is the process as given by Lord Chaitanya. Sankirtan Yajna. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And this Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. That is the process for realizing everything. For realizing Krishna, for becoming humble, for becoming free from lust, for developing good qualities, improving one's relationships with the devotees, getting realization. The essence of the process of Krishna consciousness in this Kali Yuga is Sankirtan Yajna. That is like the key which will vitalize all the different aspects of our lives in Krishna consciousness, if we engage in the Sankirtan Yajna in some way or other. Particularly book distribution, Prabhupada stressed, but at least some way or other, doing some meaningful service to spread Krishna consciousness. We should be clear on this. We should be very clear, and really make sure that we're doing like that. That'll be best for us, will be best for the world at large. Krishna will be most pleased, and we will advance, and it will be very wonderful. So today is the last day. Of course, it's in a sense the first day of the rest of our lives, so it's not that today is the last day, then we can just forget it. It's not like that. But at least in this little sort of spurt we've been having the last few weeks, you know, we can expect today to be pretty exciting, and then perhaps afterwards, the following days, the temperature may sort of dip a little bit, although, you know, it's always there, the mercy is always there. But today is like, at least for a year or for some period of time, the last special opportunity, really special opportunity, to get some special mercy, do some special service, become especially ecstatic and get especially tired, perhaps. But whatever it is, we should just today make the most of it. It's the mercy of Jesus Christ, I suppose, that he's giving us this opportunity to distribute books. And I'm sure he'll be very happy. More happy than with the other people who probably, you know, going to do all sorts of things we wouldn't want to really talk about. So let us today go out and pray to Lord Nityananda. If he sees we're really trying, then Lord Nityananda, he's very amazing. We've prayed to Lord Nityananda. It's very amazing. And I'm sure, being such a special occasion, Lord Nityananda will just send a complete inundation of mercy. So let us see. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.